Okay. Well, I'll start this topic, if I can get this going correctly, to say as much as things are new, some things never change in appellate practice. This is an actual document or a letter that was filed with the Supreme Court of Texas, I think in about 1846, which is effectively a motion for extension of time. The clerk is complaining that he hasn't prepared the record yet and he needs more time to do it, but he ought not have to do it because he hasn't been paid yet. The topics that we some topics never change, but this should show you that the way we do things does change and should change. And the main thing that I want you to walk away from this presentation with is you need to always be thinking about how you do your briefing, because the environment is changing faster and faster and faster. And if you're just doing things the way you always have, you're probably going to be left behind. And the two things are really forcing us to think outside the box right now. Two of the primary motivating factors are, of course, e-filing. And then as a result of e-filing, the hipster judges. And the way, not those hipster judges right there, but these hipster judges right here. And the way that they consume what you give to them. When you write a brief, what's it going to look like for the court? Is the judge going to consume your brief in this form, the old-fashioned way, or perhaps in this form on a big computer screen, or maybe two big computer screens, or maybe on a mobile device, or some combination of all of the above? So how are you supposed to write for an audience like that? What are they even seeing? If you make the judge is a gentleman of a certain age like me and needs reading glasses, if they pump up the font size to where they can actually, where it's legible, are they even going to see the whole line of print?